Om Shanti. This is the slogan for the 4th of August. To be happy and to make others happy is to give blessings and to receive blessings. To be happy and to make others happy is to give blessings and to receive blessings. With a slogan like this, it's very clear that happiness is an important ingredient in giving and receiving blessings. All I need to do to give blessings is be happy, and further, all I need to do to receive blessings is make others happy. So, obviously, the kind of happiness that Baba is talking about would not be that ordinary, everyday kind of happiness, like extra piece of chocolate cake. What is it that makes for real happiness, true, elevated, spiritual intoxication? Because that's the kind of happiness Baba's talking about. And he was clarifying this in the Murli. He was saying that what makes for this spiritual intoxication is awareness of my right to fortune, the fortune of belonging to the Father, of actually having attained God. In other words, the incredible fortune of finding what I had been looking for 63 births, and not just attaining God, but attaining all the godly treasures, everything that God is about, everything that God is and has, is mine. So, for example, for me, it was the truth. I wasn't as much on a search for God as I was in a search for truth. Wherever I looked, there just seemed to be such duality on the subject of rightness and wrong. It was so confusing. There was so much corruption and deception. So, what an amazing fortune. Such an experience of spiritual intoxication to know that God Himself has opened a school to explain the truth to His children, and that I'm one of those lucky, lucky souls who gets to be a student in such a school and every day receive teachings of absolute truth so that I can have such complete clarity about where to put my next step, what is right, what is not right. But then also love. What was that love that we were working with for the last 63 births? A kind of love that just broke the heart into hundreds of pieces. And now, such a love that cannot hurt me ever. Such a love which is 100% reliable. No selfishness in it at all. This is the love now coming to me, having attained God, unconditional, godly, eternal, spiritual love. Such fortune. And then I can even say, magic. I love magic. I was always attracted to the fairy tales, for example. And then to understand that my whole life now is filled with magic. The magician himself has become my friend, my teacher, my father. That I'm actually living inside the fairy tale, which all other fairy tales have been made of or made from. But really, I'm sure we would all have these kinds of experiences. We just call on Baba, the invisible and unseen one, and we can have immediate, tangible results in this physical world. So, for example, body isn't well, body isn't cooperating, and yet I have to give a lecture in 2 hours' time. So time is running out, body still isn't cooperating, and so I'm just lying there and just invoking Baba, making him present in front of me, calling on him, remembering him. And then suddenly I'm up. Suddenly everything is ready. And before I know it, I'm on stage giving this lecture. This is magic. And this is really available to us, like a whole other force we're harnessing. Just like all they say in all the best legends, mythologies, and fairy tales. So, our lives are filled with fortune. And Baba was saying that awareness of my fortune is what makes for this real happiness, this kind of happiness which brings blessings to others, which makes others happy, and so enables me to receive their blessings. So what we really need to be doing is just understanding how to protect my awareness, how to cultivate my awareness, because Baba was saying that even though we've understood our fortune, how much have we really accepted it? Even though we've understood our fortune, we forget it. We forget it. So, what can I do to keep cultivating my awareness of my incredible fortune? One thing, I think, is that we have to really start taking responsibility for our moods. I mean, it's the easiest thing in the world to find myself unhappy and not do the real work needed to come into happiness. It's the easiest thing in the world to blame someone or some situation, instead of doing this real work of understanding what is the sanskara of negativity in me, which is being triggered by that person or that situation, so that while it's being triggered, my innate quality, that original sanskara of happiness, that is another treasure that I get from God, stays buried. What are the sanskaras in me that are distancing me from that happiness? an original and eternal attainment from being a soul, a child of the Supreme. So, honesty. We need to really be checking ourselves for this kind of internal honesty in which I catch myself every time I'm about to lose energy and lose time in just waiting for someone else to change, needing someone else to change, or a situation before I can be happy again. We need to work with such a degree of honesty that I owe up to the weaknesses inside me. And sometimes that even requires an apology to Baba or an apology to any particular individual. Another aspect is maintaining Brahman disciplines. You know, sometimes it's the smallest things that we are disobedient with. But put all together, they create a whole habit of disobedience. And even though they might be small things, it still all adds up and drains the energy that we need to stay in remembrance, stay in that spiritual intoxication of our fortune. So, for example, I don't get myself to rest before 10 o'clock at night. I allow myself activity and movement and thinking and talking well past 11, which then becomes even well past 12. It happens so slowly, we don't even realize how these smallest divergences from our Brahman routine become patterns, which become habits. And then before we know it, we're kind of locked into very energy-draining ways of passing our day. We need discipline, we need routine, we need to create timetables, we need to create schedules, a program for ourselves, because otherwise it's so easy for carelessness and laziness to set in. These are the sixth and seventh vices that Maya's got up her sleeve. And if we're honest, we see how easily we end up spending far too much time on WhatsApp, in the cell phone, on the internet, documentaries, videos, or even just company, talking, conversations, spending time with service companions, but not for service. One of my favorite slogans is that happiness is a daily decision, as if I really want to maintain that highest awareness of the miraculous elevated fortune that I have come into, I have to make a decision about so many aspects of my life, so many aspects of my day, how I'm going to use my mind, what are the words I'm going to speak, what's the behavior, and make myself accountable at every moment. I think it also helps to stay very connected to my aim, my personal aim. Why have I agreed to become a Brahmin? Why am I still a Brahmin? Why have I taken up a life like this, which is so different from the life of everyone else around me? I have to give a very personal answer to that, because that can keep me very motivated to reach that aim. That'll help me realize what's needed to reach that aim. So, for example, I've taken up this beautiful Brahmin life because I could not bear the suffering of the world. I was looking for something to give my life to which could help change the world. That's the aim that I take for my Brahmin life. But then the understanding, what's going to help create a better world? What is it that God needs from me so that I can become an instrument, a partner in his task? So this realization, he just needs me to be happy. So to lose my happiness is counterproductive to my own personal aim for my life. And so like this, in one way or another, we have to prioritize happiness, this true, highest, spiritually intoxicating happiness. So that no matter what happens, we do not lose our happiness. And this work, this dynamic of giving and receiving blessings can continue in a most natural and wonderful way. Om Shanti.